This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Please welcome Drew Barrymore.
So excited to do this show with you guys. We have such a fun one. If you like good news, well, you've come to the right place because it's a super-sized Drew's News. Let's hit the deck. It is time for Drew's News, your king-sized good news burrito packed with extra good news beans. And with me at the desk, my trusty co-pilot, Ross Matthews.
Hi, everybody. Hi.
Beans. And we have a dynamic duo with us today. He is an SNL alum, actor, podcast host, and comedian with stand-up shows coming this spring at Arlington Improv. It's Finesse Mitchell.
Yes.
Yes. Hello, 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 everyone.
And she is an Emmy-nominated actress, comedian, mother, entrepreneur, and NAACP award nominee,
what?
Kim Whitley! Hey, Kim. Congratulations, Kim!
Congrats.
Thank you so very announced. Much.
Yes, just announced. Me and Sherry Shepherd just got nominated our podcast, Two Funny Mamas, for an NAACP Image Award.
So
please, don't vote, don't vote. Who got the purple note and
I
the
know.
Yellow?
Yes.
I was like, someone should tell me about the little purple note.
We were DMing each other, you know what I'm saying?
No, we were not. He walked out like, no, Ross, this is how you wear a purple suit. And I'm like, I'm taking notes.
Big shout out to Sebastian Cruz for hooking me up. He's a buddy out of South Florida.
Yeah. I love that suit. Sebastian, you are so awesome. Yeah.
See, you look hot. I look like Barney, you know?
No,
like
you
a big dog.
Not.
Oh, hi, kids.
You know? Don't you say that about my friend. You're hot.
Yes, you are. I've been knowing you a long time.
I was just about to say that, too, Kim.
You know what? I've been knowing a lot. And he finally grew up. Like, you look like a grown man, finally.
You think so? I finally caught your eye, huh, Kim? This is the romance storyline we did not see coming.
Two funny mamas, two hot men in purple.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey. Hey.
All right, should we hit the headlines, guys?
Yes.
Uh-oh. I'm ready.
All right, first up, we have got some fresh Kim Kanye, Pete Davidson news.
Okay.
They love this. 2022
fresh.
Thing you didn't know you needed the blog. She Knows reports that Kanye's got a song out. It's brand new with some fighting words for Pete Davidson, but allegedly Pete finds it hilarious. The lyrics are, God save me from that crash so I can beat Pete Davidson's you-know-what.
What rhymes with crash?
Except he didn't say you-know-what. Exactly, Finesse. Allegedly, Pete never wants to feud with Kanye because that's the dad of Kim's kids. Plus, he expected to be referenced in one of his songs sooner or later. Discuss.
Oh, God.
Right? Are you into this?
I absolutely love it. We knew Kanye was going to do this.
Yeah.
I mean, did we expect less?
No.
No, and I think Pete absolutely loves it. He's happy about it. The thing is, I think he's a little afraid. Just a little bit.
Pete?
Yes, Pete's a little afraid.
Really?
Yes, but he's not afraid of Kanye. He's afraid of Kanye's fans.
Oh.
I'm just saying.
Oh, God, that turned dark.
Turned dark, right?
Oh, my God. 1 minute, I'm like, oh, this is so fun. And the next minute, I'm like, run! This is terrifying! going?
I do get so excited, though, when there's just a little teeny celebrity beef. It's my second favorite kind of beef after hamburger. It's like when celebrities start going at each other. And I have to say, one time, I've told you I had gone to the Kardashian Christmas party before, okay? It's one of my best things I've ever done in my entire life. And I bring it up every chance I can. And I was behind Kanye West in the buffet line. And I remember thinking to myself, Ross, if you cut in front of him, he could write a rap song about you. Right. That's like the dream to happen. So you know Pete Davidson, fan of rap, fan of pop culture, a little bit of him is like, this is so cool that I'm in a Kanye West song. Wouldn't you think it's cool, you guys?
Absolutely. Yes.
Totally.
I would love for Kanye West to write a song, or just put me in a lyric or whatever, yes. As long as it's, especially if he says he's gonna beat my booty,
yeah.
Beat my butt.
Yeah,
you
know that's what I mean? Not like, nice.
I mean, that's not nice, but I'll take it, because now I'm beefing with Kanye, mm-hmm. And even though I can't rap, and I'm thinking Pete's thinking the same thing, like we're stand-up comics, what can you say in response? You're not gonna go in a studio. I think he handled it the right way. Because the alternative is to be like, all right, Kanye, I'm gonna meet you in the studio or I'm gonna meet you on the street. And I think Pete will lose both battles.
Well, okay, speaking of dating, we've got the return of a dating reality show that everybody is talking about. True story, I just turned to my fiance Wellington 2 days ago and I said, when is Love is Blind coming back? Well, it was a psychic hit because Pure Wow reports Love is Blind season 2 is coming back to Netflix. Hosted by Nick and Vanessa Lachey. I do remember the show. It came out right at the beginning of the pandemic, and everyone was home, so we were all obsessed. Here's how it works. The show brings together a set of contestants to date all season long, but the trick is they never see each other, and they sort of fall in love in these pods through the wall, see if they can match. Then they get to meet each other once they're engaged, which is insane. And so, did you watch it?
No, I didn't. But
Drew!
I want to go binge it right now!
You must go
binge. I heard so much about it.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people are obsessed by this whole situation. Why do you have your lips turned up?
What? I need to see you.
You need to see.
Because you're a man. You're a man.
I need to know if I'm physically attracted to you as well as I love your intellect and your sweetness and your kindness.
Because you're a man.
No, but I think a lot of women like to see... Stop that.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Yes.
A lot of y'all women won't even go out with people who just have a mask on because you can't see his teeth. So don't be in there saying some mm-hmm.
And is there a winner? Is it a contest?
Well, ready? Are you ready for this? They reveal... Yeah. Once they fall in love and get engaged, then they get to see each other. And then they date in like on a resort, and then it's all about will they show up at the wedding? Will they get married? There's a wedding at the end of the season.
Oh my God! Have you seen this show?
No. Yeah, well, I've seen a variation of it because my wife always watches Love at First Sight. That's like her show. Mm-hmm. But this is different.
Well, it's different, and I do have a problem with the show.
Okay, what is it?
Well, because the whole idea is, can I fall in love with someone without ever seeing them? It really removes like, does being hot even matter? My problem with this show is everybody cast in it is hot, right?
Well, see,
so
when they lift that thing and they see it, it's like, oh, good, you're hot. I want to, shout out to the producers.
Yes.
Cast some real uggos in this, okay?
Right.
Because that's what I want. If you fall in love with someone through a screen and then they lift it up and you're like, ugh. That's the true test, is love blind
now,
or not?
I'm glad you said that.
Love is not blind if everyone has abs. Bottom line.
Right.
It's the truth. You got a jawline and pecs. Love is not blind.
I'm in love with the camera person and all I see is their legs. I'm really, I don't know if it's a man, a woman, I don't know,
but I'm laughing so hard here. This is so, I'm so happy. Kim, your story.
All right. Up next, for all you cheaters out there, we've got a little warning for you. There's a woman going viral on TikTok for taking revenge on her cheating ex with a full-on sparkle assault. Oh, my God. Metro reports when Jada Butters allegedly found messages from other women on her boyfriend's Apple Watch, she brought 80 tubes of glitter.
What?
And glitter bombed his entire house inch by inch. Oh, my God. I mean, come on. Now, you guys think he regrets it now? Glitter, I thought that was fantastic.
That's amazing. This is how Waiting to Exhale should have ended, right? Just glitter the house all over.
How many people love Jade Butters?
Thank you, Jade, for doing this.
I love this woman. I love that she videoed it. I love her chutzpah, her moxie, and her spirit. I am all about if somebody wrongs you, to get back at them a little bit. A little of this,
a little bit.
And a little of that. No.
First of all, anybody...
You're crazy.
I'll say this, and I'll rest my case. If you ever dated Drew Barrymore and thought you would do her wrong after you saw the movie Firestarter, you crazy.
Thank you.
I wouldn't even take that chance.
That's what I'm talking about.
You see how that hair went up?
Yes. We'll be right back. That's the origin story.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
We're back with Kim Whitley and Finesse Mitchell.
Yay!
I am seriously having the best time.
Oh my God.
Finesse, it's your story.
It's my story. Oh, okay, listen up. Now, to all my parents out there, now, it's been a little rough for a while now, but you're doing a great job, and you know it. Give yourselves a pat on the back.
Yes, now, you are.
No matter how you feel inside, you're doing a good job. This pandemic isn't easy.
Mm-hmm.
But a new study finds that many parents actually do kind of feel like they are superheroes when it comes to their kids. The Good News Network reports a poll of 2,000 parents found the majority said that they discovered superhuman reflexes within 2 months of having their kids. That's me. Like the crazy baby-catching reflex.
Oh, yeah.
I've done that. Or having the ability to have eyes in the back of your head.
Yep.
We've all done that. You know when your child is sick just by looking at them. We all have that power. Kim, Drew, what superhuman powers do you think you guys have attained since having a baby?
It's like sleep deprivation with a cape. let me tell you something. The nights I stay up and still go to work the next day. It was unbelievable. Your eyes are burning, but you power through. I have super hearing. I heard the baby, I'm telling you, way down the hallway. I just heard, I was like, oh my God, he needs me. there's so many things you didn't know as a parent. I adopted my son at 4 days old, and I was like, oh my God, I didn't have them. I'm not gonna have all the things that mothers have. Mm-hmm. I got every last bit of it.
Wow, I love that.
You know what my superpower is?
What is it, Finesse? Because you're a great dad.
I have a 3-year-old, I have a 7-year-old. Both girls. My superpower is restraint. That is my superpower. I was thinking about it. Just so that when they argue with each other, or they try to pull those stunts because they don't want to go to bed. That whole, Eva, it's time. We're not going to play these games. You know what I mean? But see, I wasn't raised that way because my mom used to be like, get into bed. I'm going to count 10, 9,
yeah.
8. You know, as a kid, you wait till they get to about 3. And then you take off running because you know what comes at 1.
Mm-hmm.
But if I start counting with these new age kids, they finish counting for me.
Do they really?
They start clapping like, we did it!
Yeah.
We got all the way to 1. And I'm like, you're not playing the game right.
That's so funny.
But they don't even understand or get it.
None of that. Patience. So your superpower is patience.
Patience.
Yeah.
What a good dad you are.
I try.
Girl dad, that's so fun. Two girl club.
Yes, two girls. Two girls.
I love it. Kids?
Am I going to have kids?
Yes.
I don't know if I'm going to have kids. We had our Wellington's nephews over, and they're like 10 or 30. I don't know.
I don't know.
Like, no, I was like, I don't know how old they are. They're somewhere between 10 and 25. And I was like, hello, how are you? I don't know how to be around kids necessarily. I don't know. I don't have, but I think that's a superpower you get when you have kids. Suddenly, my mom, her superpower, she had like a thermometer in her hand. I'd always be like, do I have a fever? And she'd just touch me and be like, no. Yes. No, I mean, there's those things as a parent you get. I do not have those things right now.
Could happen,
it's gonna happen.
It could. Well, if it happens, it'll be on purpose. We're not going to have any mistakes. That's for sure. there'll be no surprise babies here. Gross. All right. All right. Well, you know, let me move on.
No mistakes.
I'm moving on. All right, you know, life is full of milestones, weddings, having babies, baby showers, and now there's another celebration people are having, a divorce party. Yeah, okay. The blog Pure Wow reports people are throwing their newly divorced pals a little soiree to celebrate a fresh start. So if you've got a friend who could use a pump-up party, here are some tips to throw a divorce party for yourself. Keep it intimate, they say. Keep it upbeat. They say get it catered. Nobody wants to cook. Buy a big cake and bring some thoughtful gifts. I say get a pinata made that looks like your ex. Now that's a party.
That is a party.
Here's what I was just thinking. Yes. Sometimes that can get a little messy only because the people, your friends and your ex-wife's friends, they're the same friends a lot of times. Mm. So you're inviting half of those friends to your divorce party.
But
which
they
means
know
they're
happens.
Telling the other friends, which means it gets back to the person that's being divorced.
And she told two friends and they told two friends.
And in divorce, both sides aren't usually as happy, equally happy. Somebody either still wants to get back together or somebody's, you know, hanging on to hope. So, I don't know, somebody that's just like, I'm getting divorced, finally. Yeah. That just makes things worse, especially when kids are involved.
I think you should invite your friends from college. You know what I mean? The friends you've had for a million years.
They got to be the original friends that told you not to get married in the first place.
Yeah.
Yeah, those ones.
The friends you had to let go because you got married.
That's it, Vanessa. Not when kids are involved, and invite the old ones, the old friends. I love that. We'll be right back with more Drew News. I love that.
And bring the old
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Our next three guests are three fabulous women who are bringing their talents to the hit television show. And just like that, the world cannot stop talking about the new chapter of the beloved Sex and the City series. Please welcome Nicole Ari Parker, Karen Pittman, and Sarita Chowdhury. Myself screaming like a hyena. Does that happen to you guys a lot?
All the time.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think we scream all the time.
We scream.
Yeah, because we've been friends for 30 years.
That's right. You guys know each other.
Yes, and we did one movie 30 years ago. A little
one movie, one play.
One movie, one play. And then
shared a bicycle, shared a t-shirt.
I love that. So you have history, which is such a beautiful thing.
And we end up on and just like that.
And I'm defined by Sex and the City. Mm. Like I am. That is who and what and how I in my formative years. And so I'm just on every drop of the show because I am such a fan and I love it so much. And girlfriends. And then I'm meeting you where you come into this legendary legacy show and you sweep it off its feet. Do you guys feel that, like, Nicole, are you around enough people to get the sense that you really are taking this ball, the three of you, and running with it?
Well, I think that it's been a big deal for them to add three characters of color, four characters of color, all different, and really tried their best to tell those stories well. I mean, I think they've really, really done a great job. So it's been, to join this iconic piece of television, and then to wear these fabulous clothes, and then to be part of a big change. I think it feels really great.
Yes.
I just want to echo something that Nicole just talked about how thoughtful the writers and producers have been with the show, not just bringing out women who we see all the time in New York City, but the nuances of how these women live their lives is very specific. And I love how Lisa Todd Wexley lives in this beautiful home. I think it's on the Upper East Side with beautiful art and exciting fashion. But Nia Wallace is a professor at Columbia University and very clearly doesn't have a lot of money, but it's very street fashion, do you know? And of course, there's Seema Patel, who is in the chocolate Mercedes, and her family. You see, meet her family in episode 7, right? Mm-hmm. Diwali, episode 6.
Yeah,
Diwali.
Mother and Father 6.
Yes, I love that episode.
Yeah, and it's, you know, they're just very thoughtful about how they've approached all of it. But definitely Naya's arc, I have a real connection to. I have 2 children. But there are some days where I think to myself, man, this is hard, harder than I thought it was going to be. And we put motherhood on a pedestal.
Yeah.
And I'm not, you know, I think they oversold that. They overpromised on the motherhood thing some days, you know? Didn't they? I mean, so I think to myself, this is a great opportunity to talk about what that looks like.
I love that conversation with you and Miranda in the restaurant so much. Yeah. I just so appreciated, like, the authenticity of it. And Seema, it's true. You come in, and I love the scene with the picture frame. It's like that moment, I have chills everywhere, where you're getting to know someone, and there is a major jolt. And how you recover, and how you are real with people, I just thought it was so good.
Thank you so much. You know, that scene, it was part of my audition scene.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And I had to do like 4 scenes for the audition. And I saw that one and I was like, that's the scene. And all the others were the harder scenes in a way, like to smoke and drink my cappuccino and wear my heels. I can't do that. But that scene, I was like, I know that scene.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, how did you prepare for the role? Because I've heard you say like, I'm not this, I'm not that. And I'm like, no, you are.
She really is.
She really is.
So the one thing I don't do is wear heels, and I'm not good at it. So when I found out I got the role, I put on all those heels that were in the back of my closet. I took them out, dusted them, put them on, and embarrassed my daughter because I walked around the house in heels, brushed my teeth in heels, and I was very serious about it, which is so...
Yeah. And I'm loving you. You're in white boots with like maroon eyeliner.
Yeah.
And is this taken over? Are we feeling a bloom?
No, Seema. This is for Drew Barrymore.
To dress up for you.
Oh, right?
My goodness. Yeah.
Karen, like, how does this... Okay, first of all, I have to congratulate you on your Screen Actors Guild Award nomination for The Morning Show. You're so good at it.
So good.
Oh, my God. Season 3 is going to happen. I'm like, I can't wait.
I know. That was season 2.
You rocked it.
During the pandemic, like, that was the hardest thing I've ever done in my entire career.
How does the experiences differ from one another? What's it like on The Morning Show? What's it like on And Just Like That?
Well, The Morning Show is a drama, and Just Like That is hilarious. It's funny. I mean, we were at the table reads, and, you know, you hear what it's going to be, and, of course, there's cackling, and there's laughing, and we're having a great time. And then, of course, you come back months later, and you see these beautiful women on camera, and you hear their stories, and you're just so affected by it. And just kind of, it's more entertaining in a kind of a funny, humorous way, and it's nice to explore that side of myself as an actor, but also be back in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
New Yorkers. Paparazzi outside.
So much paparazzi on the set. Was that on streets? Is that distracting?
Well, it's funny because my first day was the lunch scene, which is part of the iconic part of the show, was the 4 best friends having lunch. And we were shooting in a wall that was all glass. And the fans were packed outside. And then behind them were the paparazzi with the long lenses. Mm-hmm. And I was like... Oh, my God.
You stepped in there.
I stepped in there. Yeah. And Sarah Jessica Parker and Cynthia and Kristen, they were so warm and calming. Like, it's okay. Just, we'll do it together. Don't worry. We'll catch you.
I just appreciate, you know, all of you guys being these incredible women on this dynamic show. And many shows. You're on Yellowstone, too. Yeah. Are you hitting every important TV show?
I want to.
As you go along.
I'm hearing from her more. I'm trying.
That show, I'm also addicted to. It's so
very
amazing.
Good.
And, Nicole, I have to say, I'm really admiring of you and your husband, Boris. You said something about we had the thank God we found each other years and the... Like, oh, you know.
Why did I do this years?
Yes, I love the way you said that. Will you explain that? It just sounded so refreshing, real. You guys have a beautiful love story.
Thank you. Well,
but I hadn't heard anyone phrase it that way, and I loved it.
Well, you know, we met and we fell in love and we had kids right away and got married, and it was wonderful. And then we had a lot of drama, and you know, our daughter was born with special needs. We just had a lot, you know, and I think it goes back to when you find your person, you just want it to work and you work at it. So it's, yeah, that's it.
I just don't hear people phrase it that way, and I thought it was hot and refreshing and cool and awesome. Sarita, what are you like as a friend in real life? Because I'm in love with Seema, and I feel like I want her in my life.
What's so strange is we have a friend in common.
We
I'll
do?
Tell you later, yeah. And I remember him telling me, you and Drew would get along so well, you're kind of similar. And I was like, I knew it. I think we're both nurturers, but we also don't give a which is a weird combination.
It's caretaking.
Like, it's nursing, and it's also, like, being a bit cool and, like... So, we could be friends.
Okay, we have to take a quick commercial break. We will be right back.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back. We are here with the amazing women from And Just Like That, Nicole, Karen, Sarita. Okay, I'm wondering if I can, as a last round, play a little game with you and do a round robin rapid style. Okay. Will you do that with me?
Yeah.
All right, it's time for the final five. Okay, I'm so excited. Okay, Nicole, what never fails to make you laugh?
My kids and my dogs. Yeah.
Karen?
My daughter, my kids. My daughter is a clown. She's hilarious.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
My daughter, dry humor, Catherine Tate, British comedian.
Oh. Mm. What is your favorite chore, Nicole?
Ooh. Laundry.
Me too!
Yeah. Oh. I like ironing, too. It's very old-fashioned, I know.
Gosh, I need for you to come over to my house.
I can shine shoes, too.
Oh, ooh, God.
I went to NYU with a shoe shine kit.
Yeah,
that's on the list.
My game.
At my house later.
Karen, favorite chore?
I like to mop floors.
Mm.
I really do not like a dirty floor. I like to sweep, and then I like to mop. I've stayed up until 2 in the morning mopping all the floors in my house.
Cleanliness is next to godliness, Rita.
Washing dishes is the only thing I can do, and I do it.
Your house is better off for it. I feel like my dishes are constantly piled up in the sink. Okay, yes. Nicole, worst date you ever had?
Ooh, it's been so long. I don't know. I can't think of one.
Worst Back
date.
In another
the
day, Karen.
The worst date I ever had was I went out with a guy who was a little bit older than me. And by little, I mean a lot. And at the end of the date, he stood up and he had this little, you know, New York Times in his hand and he hit his knee and was like, well, that's that. And I was like, oh, no. Grandpa, we can't go out anymore. I was like, it was like, yeah.
that was a good date.
And I was like, no, it wasn't.
Oh, my God.
They're like, Jolio, Chappy.
I'm not going to be on a date with you no more.
Sarita?
I shouldn't say. So I went on a date with a kind of famous musician, and we went to a club, and we were in the VIP section, and he didn't talk to me all night. Worst date ever.
Worst date.
He apologized much later.
Oh, good. Wow. Listen, women love closure.
Oh, my God.
We live for it.
Yes.
Ben, it's true. Okay, favorite, currently binging or watching a show?
I'm caught up on The Morning Show, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, it's the best.
And, Harlem.
Oh, Harlem.
Yes. I binge watch Harlem.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm gonna check that out.
Yes.
I put out watch lists. I like to watch everything, expand my horizons.
You're going to die. It's so good.
Okay.
Yes.
Watching it. Thank you.
Yes.
Karen.
I love Megan Good. Queer Eye.
The best.
Oh, it's such a good show, isn't it?
This season in Austin.
It's a feel good in Austin.
Feel good.
Feel good.
So lately I've been Googling best independent Indian movies, catching up on my country. Mm. And two, I'm rewatching May I Destroy You.
It's the best!
Oh, it's the best!
Yeah. It's the best. If anyone hasn't seen May I Destroy You, please watch it immediately.
Yes.
Cool. She's great.
Okay. Are you a Carrie, Miranda, a Charlotte, or a Samantha?
I'm all of them.
That's the point! Well, Karen?
I gotta say, I'm a Naya LTW Seema Che.
What an answer.
Yes.
No, and
you're
you know
so
what?
I am. I've got great art. I have a Mercedes. And and I mean, Jay, they're good in bed. I'm good in bed. What can I say?
I love the Rambo
you
of it all.
Say that? The Rambo, right. Yes.
Gosh, Sarita.
I mean, I'm a Carrie.
Oh. Yeah.
I am.
Well, you guys have picked up this mantle and torch, and you have just run with it. And I just appreciate you and celebrate you so much. Nicole Ari Parker, Karen Pittman, and Sarita Chowdhury, thank you so much. And Just Like That is available on HBO Max. Woo! And thank you for putting it out into the world. We'll be right back.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Because our next guest is here, not only here in person, all right? She is a very talented actress who has starred in all of our favorite TV shows, from The Handmaid's Tale to White Lotus. She is currently the star of the celebrated series Euphoria, which follows a group of high school students navigating different peer pressures and friendships and romances. Please welcome the lovely Sydney Sweeney.
You look amazing.
It is an honor and a privilege to meet you in person. And you're such an extraordinary actress. I was curious, with something like White Lotus, do you take the script and have an arc of where you start and where you go? Because you did such an extraordinary 180, but in interesting degrees and measurements.
With White Lotus was actually a different approach than I've ever done before.
Okay.
Because I was really nervous to do comedy, and I've never really done comedy before. And I really wanted to work with Mike, because Mike Wise just incredible. He's a genius.
Genius.
And
everything from
Molly,
School of
Shannon,
Rock, Year of
like,
the Dog.
I was working with the most incredible comedians.
Yeah.
Like, Molly Shannon's incredible, Jennifer Coolidge is incredible, like, Connie Britton. It was just an amazing comedy workshop, and I finally just put everything aside. I was like, I'm just gonna soak up everything I can learn possible and take in the moment and kind of just bring it to life as it went.
Well, it worked.
Thank you.
Okay, so what was your approach for Euphoria? That's a very different tone.
It's a very different tone.
Very different
tone. It's definitely a darker tone. I was not as rebellious as Cassie was. But, you know, it's kind of fun. I'm getting to live out those, like, teenage experiences I never really experienced before.
Like, you're a good girl.
I would never do what she did on a carousel. Like, what?
In fact, you are such a good girl, like when you watched Euphoria with your dad.
Well, no. See, the problem was I completely forgot to tell my dad I was doing Euphoria. And he sat down with my grandparents and turned on Euphoria.
And how long did that last?
5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what did you say to him?
I got the phone call. What is this? I go, what do you mean, what is this? He goes, Euphoria. I go, oh my God, I completely forgot to tell him. I go, that's not the show you used to sit down with Nana.
You have all of this incredible stuff that you're doing, but there's something else that you put on your extraordinarily busy plate. Will you tell people about what it is?
I was trying to balance college and acting at the same time, and I was working to get a business degree. And I was filming Handmaid's Tale, and I was trying to take all these classes at the same time, and my finals came along, and I was in Toronto, and everyone over at Hulu was so kind, and they let me go back for my finals, and I went back, and I walk into my entertainment law class, and my professor goes, what are you doing here? I go, what do you mean? I'm here to take my final. He goes, no, you're not. I'm like, what are you talking about? And apparently all the kids were upset that I was able to miss so many days of school and still succeed, even though I made Dean's List every semester for 2 years. And he didn't let me take the final, and I never got credit. I know.
So the overachiever.
I struggled really hard with that one.
That's a tough pill to swallow.
I was valedictorian in high school. Like, I love school, like, a lot. It was hard. The kids didn't understand, the professors don't understand. It's hard. I understand, but then at the same time, it's like I was working really hard.
Well, I think this wrong will be righted, and I cannot wait to hear the end of the story.
Thank you. Maybe I'll go to law school.
You recently bought your first house.
Yes, I did.
And you're a fan of design?
So I saw the Property Brothers once, and I freaked out so much. I was too nervous to go say hi. Yep. And this is during Handmaid's Tale. And so I finally was like, okay, you got this. You can go up to them, just say hi, you're a big fan. I mean, I love them. And I go up, and they love me from Handmaid's Tale, and then they followed me on Instagram, and then we DM, and I freak out, like, every time I see a notification.
That's so exciting! Jonathan and Drew Scott.
Yes.
Design really is such a huge part of my life, and you've been doing your own wallpapers, like, putting it up yourself?
So the house I bought is from 1933. Everything is original,
character.
Has character. Like, you can tell that when you walk in, the walls are just filled with memories. And I want to, like, honor those memories, but then be able to bring in my own as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm, like, wallpapering every wall because I'm like, I don't have to take it down. And I've been ordering wallpaper off of Etsy and just putting it up myself. So I turned my entire dining room into, like, a floral forest. It's amazing.
Maybe one day we could collaborate and design something
together. I would love that. Love that.
You also restore old cars.
I do.
Where does it end with you, Sydney Sweeney?
I could never decide to be one thing.
I mean, you're so cool.
Look at her, isn't she?
You're like
beautiful?
Under the hood.
Yes.
You're underneath the car. What? How?
Well, I always wanted to. And then I never had the means to be able to do it. And finally, dreams came true. And I bought a 1969 Bronco off an auction site. It's all original. And I decided to just fix it up myself. I changed out the axles, I changed the drum brakes to disc brakes, I changed the entire transmission.
I mean, I knew that I loved you, and now I know I'm in love with you. Is that okay?
It's okay.
Is that too much?
I love it, thank you.
Sydney Sweeney, Euphoria airs on Sundays on HBO. Obviously, Handmaid's Tale, White Lotus, it just doesn't stop. Sydney Sweeney, we'll be right back.
Truth or dare. All right.
All right, and here we have Chris Bijou.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you for being here.
Of course, of course.
All right, so you have a choice. You can either have us do a truth or you can dare us to do something. What's it gonna be?
I'm gonna do a truth.
Truth, okay, hit it.
You can't
okay,
handle
so the cooking something. Right. The cooking segments are my favorite and I love all your recipes, but I was wondering, do you have like a cooking fail?
A cooking fail. Okay, on the show, my worst, like, trigger moment of, I was with Giada De Laurentiis, and I learned that if you are adding Parmesan or cheese to your pasta, making, like, a cacio e pepe, for example, take it off the heat, or it will become snotty cobwebs.
Oop, dip.
And not this beautiful, like, thing that it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. So when you are putting cheese in your pasta, take it off the heat. That's something I learned the hard way. And I really wanted to impress her. And I just felt like a total toolbar, but I learned.
You learned, but I think you should make mistakes in the kitchen. That's why it's there. Like there's recipes, but there are no rules, and you learn from the mistakes. So get in there, get your hands dirty, and screw up every once in a while. All right.
I need your inner dialogue.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you, Chris, so much. Thank you, everyone, for spending your time with us. We make this show for you, so please take it with you.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.